Greetings. You might wonder what you can do to enhance your own self-esteem, how you really feel about yourself. So our self-talk, the quality and quantity of it, can really be changed. If we find ourselves having lots of demands on ourselves and really high expectations, we'll probably find that our self-esteem is quite low. So it can be really beneficial to really step out of that old rut and begin to notice the little things we did right during the day. Give ourselves permission just to get on our own side. If you're not for you, who will be? So perhaps when you wake up, go to the bathroom, go to the mirror and say, "Wow, good morning, gorgeous. Hi, sweetie. I love you." Begin to allow yourself to see the miracle of you. Can you be a loving parent with you and really see what's right with you, not what isn't? Essentially, this is like developing a rooting section in your own head for you, thinking things like, "Wow, go for it, you can do it." So develop that cheering section right in your head, just for you. Be supportive. Consider looking for the pluses. Catch yourself in the act of doing something right. Essentially, what we're doing is developing our own loving inner friend for ourselves. As we do that, that will gradually transform then how we deeply feel about ourselves. And you might think, "Oh, I'm not so great. There are other people a lot better than me." Well, have you ever considered how unique you truly are? Most of us just give lip service to how unique each person is. Then we toss the fact aside. Did you know that the DNA molecule determines your inherited qualities? Mathematicians estimate that the DNA molecule can theoretically unite in 2 to the 2,400,000,000 ways. By comparison, they estimate that the entire universe contains only 10 to 76 atomic particles. That means to find two people genetically strung together just like you, you need 2 to the 2,400,000,000 people. Isn't that mind-boggling? To grasp the enormity of this number, realize what you need to write out this figure. If each zero were 1 inch wide, you would need a strip of paper 37,000 miles long. Pretty incredible, huh? The likelihood of another genetically put together person in your unique pattern at any time in the past, anywhere today, or any time in the future is so infinitesimally small as to be inconceivable. Well, Dorothy Corkhill Briggs, in her book, Celebrate Yourself, shares this idea. And she was really a helpful transformative force as I went to one of her workshops many years ago when I was in deep despair and deep self-hatred and didn't know how to start caring for myself. So some of these amazing concepts really were at first uncomfortable, but later really were the bedrock for long-term change. So I'd like to ask you to take some time just to step aside for a short while and give yourself some opportunity to practice this skill of positive self-talk. So remembering how unique our universe is and how unique you are in it, that the universe doesn't indulge in duplicates, allowing yourself to remember that then, I'd like to ask you to perhaps take some time and just sit down in a comfortable place as you listen to this. And we'll explore some affirmations to begin to then change the tone of the relationship you have with yourself. And as you think about these, it won't be enough just to simply think about the words and give yourself lip service, essentially. You want to think about them and feel the truth of them. Vividly picture yourself as being one with a particular statement. So imagine yourself about 5 feet out in front of you. and then say to yourself, I let go of all negative parts of the old me package that I put together. I am unchained. I stand free. I am unchained. I stand free. I am a distinct addition to life. I let no person, no event, define or diminish the real me. I embrace, validate, and quietly, inwardly celebrate the wonder of my being. I embrace myself. I validate me. And I inwardly celebrate the wonder of my being. I am truly one with all of life. I am an unrepeatable miracle. Amen. I am an unrepeatable miracle. I am a universal premier. Yahoo! I am truly a distinct addition to life. I am truly a distinct addition to life. And I embrace and inwardly celebrate the wonder of my being. I remember that the real me is truly a priceless jewel. Oh, I'm still as I bathe in the truth of me. I refuse to imprison the splendor of myself by playing puppet to my old past conditioning. I know who the real true me is, a representative of creation. I love myself. I love myself as I am and as I am becoming. I just take this time to celebrate the wonder of my being and remember how truly special I am. I love you. Consider giving yourself a big, warm, loving hug, just as you would a dear friend, and doing that right now. And as you finish this mini vacation, allow yourself just to feel really nurtured and accepted by yourself right now. Just exactly as you are, the weight you are, the height you are, what you have, what you don't have, letting all those things go, and just reminding yourself that you're precious and splendid, and that you unconditionally love and support yourself. And when you feel ready, just open up your eyes and come back into your room. Thanks so much for taking this time to truly love and improve yourself. Hugs and blessings to you, Bob.